Guy Code with
Ren Oswey.
Welcome to another episode of the Guy Code. I am Ren Oswey. Now, on this episode, we're going to be talking about common dating mistakes. And in particular, we're going to cover 6 scenarios that can never lead to or can never be the start of a healthy relationship. Now, these are 6 scenarios whereby you should not base a long-term relationship on, right? Some few common dating mistakes we usually make. Get right into it. Number one, if she comes into your life in a dark time and she is a shoulder to lean on, okay? So this is a very big mistake I see many people doing, both men and women, that they start a relationship because someone was there for them in a very dark time, right? Why do I think this is a mistake? I think it is a mistake because we are usually different people during different seasons in our lives. The different seasons in our lives demand that we adapt, that we change, that we find a way to survive through that season. And who we become or who we form ourselves to be during that time might not be who we really are. We're just making ourselves into someone in order to survive. Now, if you meet someone during this dark time, maybe it could be anything. Maybe it's a very big tragedy you have experienced. Maybe it's depression. Maybe it's something you're really going through, a tough time in your life. And this person is there for you during that time. And they take care of you and they stand by you. And you, through their help, you get to overcome that situation. Now, the question comes about is that, are you still able to keep up with that person because you have changed? The person that you came out to become after that tough situation, you know, they say that, you know, it's fire that really purifies gold. Now you've been purified and you're a different end product from where you came into that situation, that tough time. You become someone else, you know, maybe went through depression, you're this person, and you're now, since you're able to overcome it, you're now a different person and someone that you're proud of. The new you, the new person you have become, will the person you are with still appreciate that person? Or even better, will the person you have now become still have an attraction to the person that was with you during that tough time? Because let me just say this, guys, it's very important that, and it's very good that people in our lives come in to support us and help us through tough times, right? And during that, such seasons in our lives that everyone goes through, where situations happen and life just happens. And there are a lot of emotions in that season, in that period of time. And you may think that you're building an attachment with someone. Maybe you're just really confiding in them. And you enjoy that you have someone to confide in and to maybe rant to or vent to. And have a shoulder to lean on that can understand you and not judge you and still see you in a favorable light and walk through you in that situation. But when you now finally heal, there are many situations where people wonder, okay, since I've overcome this, all right, well, what is now the basis of our relationship? Because the main reason we got to get so close is that I needed some healing, I needed some help in such a situation. What happens then? You can't really, you might find yourself rather no longer attracted to this person, and it becomes a very tricky situation. So it is best that you get to engage someone that you want to have a healthy relationship with, a serious relationship with, when you are fully aware of the decisions you're making and not having to juggle different stuff at the same time. So if this person comes in your life when you're in a very dark time and they believe that is who you are and they get to like who you are, it will now require that when you've finally recovered from the situation, now you get to know each other again, because now you're a full person, you're a wholesome person, and you might actually need to start from scratch. So that's number one. I think I've taken quite a bit of time on this first point, but I hope that I'm able to get across the message in this first point. If I'm not, I really value your feedback on Twitter at Geico Kenya. Number two is, if she was your friend's ex, do not date her if she was your friend's ex. Okay? Why do I say this? For some of you, this could be very obvious, but for those who may still be on the fence on this situation, let me share my two cents on it. The reason why is that you are the subtotal of who you hang around with, right? Understand that. If someone you have a lot in common with could not make it work with this particular individual, her, well, it's very likely that neither can you. Okay? So, all right. This might also be quite controversial for some of you. But if she was your friend's ex, guys, right? And your friend, I'm talking about maybe a real friend, not someone like an acquaintance, a real friend that you share a lot in common with. And you think that for some reason, you may think that your friend didn't hold his friend, didn't understand how to handle this lady, and you decide to date her yourself. Guys, number one, you need to understand that the fact that he was your friend, you have a lot in common, right? And the fact that you have a lot in common, it means that you may have very similar behaviors and habits. So the thing that the way you may handle her might be very similarly the way your friend handled her. And if he didn't make it work for some reason, and you hold him to high esteem, because I'm assuming, of course, that you knew your friend before you knew the lady, definitely you will not be in a position to make it work with her. Secondly, maybe this one, the first explanation was a little bit technical. Secondly, generally just, and this is can be seen as maybe juvenile or whatever, but I don't think it is. Code, staying on code, right? You do not date your friend's ex. First of all, just generally by bro code and guy code, it just shows no loyalty, number one. It brings up the question, have you always been seeing her in that kind of light, right? Number two, it also shows a scarcity mindset, in that why would you want to date someone that just so close to the friend circle? Don't you think that there are other ladies who are also high value that you may like outside? Right? And you must understand that for some ladies, and I'm not talking about all, but for some ladies, if she's able to bag two friends, it could really be a huge self-esteem boost for her. Right? It really could. So if you want to really date your friend's ex, you have to also ask yourself, will the cycle stop with you, right? Because you might think that you bagged her, but she bagged you. And you don't know, maybe her intention was to get back at your friend by dating you. So you're just used as a tool. So there's a lot of things to consider in this situation that gets very technical, and I think you don't really need all that drama in your life. I think you just generally need to have an abundance mindset and look for a better partner elsewhere, not so close to the crew, not so close to your friends. Because if you really think about it, will this lady add enough value for you to possibly lose that friend? And I'm thinking that you this is a friend that is valuable, since you're also a valuable person. You attract who you are. Will it be worth it? Good question to ask yourself. They're just my two cents. We can discuss more on it on my platforms. But that was number two, if she was your friend's ex. Number three, if you are pressured to get married by family, religion, etc. Never bow to pressure. Be your own man. This is a very common mistake happening, especially in this side of the world that I'm in, Africa, Eastern Africa, where communities really advocate for strong family bonds, strong family unions. The family is the complete centerpiece of the whole community. So when society sees you, views you as of age and have the ability to start your own family, they will require you to do so for the success of the community and the continuity, which is not a bad thing to encourage you to do so. But when they pressure you to do so when you are not ready and you bow to pressure, then this can be a very, very bad start to this relationship. Because it shows that you started that relationship just to make other people happy, not yourself, not for your own fulfillment or your own, you know, happiness, but to make other people happy that or who will not really be in the relationship with you trying to build it. So you'll be on your own with this lady, but they'll be outside, hopefully, whatever, seeing you in high esteem because you did what they expected of you. But they won't help you make it work. They'll just expect you to stay there forever because that's what they want. And this is a very terrible start to the relationship, because now you end up resenting your partner because she is the embodiment of something forced upon you. Maybe it's not the person you wanted. Maybe it's not the time you wanted. Maybe it's not the situation you wanted. Whatever it could be, if you are pressured to get married, maybe by your family, by religion, and you bow to that pressure, it can be really the worst start to the relationship, because it just starts with a lot of bitterness, resentment. You might end up liking the person, because, of course, there are some cultures where forced marriages are normal and they just get to deal with it and make it work. But it's not the same case to everyone. So if you're forced into a marriage, that is a terrible way to start a long-term relationship, a healthy relationship. Number four, if you do it for the kids. Now, this is, of course, also a very common scenario in this day and age where, you know, you meet someone and things escalate very fast. And the next thing you know, you are expecting, both of you are expecting a child on the way. There's a child on the way. And this is not someone that you really intended to engage with or interact with long term. And since you've always wanted to have a strong family union, and it seems that one step has come before another step, you know, the child has come before maybe an official union or how you personally want your relationships to, you know, to progress. And now the child is on the way. Now you're thinking, no, now I have to, you know, get to know this lady, get to love her, just because a child is on the way and they need to grow up in a healthy environment, which is true. But if you do it just for the kids, you're a human being, understand that. And there's only so much you can do, and only so much you can act or try it, keep it together for so long before, you know, you break and stop acting. Because also these children may not be fools forever. They will find out what's up. They'll find out, wait a minute, there's something that may seem off. Maybe not in the earlier years, but later on, you know. So if you do it for the kids, it's a very wrong start to the relationship, because that means that you do not value the person, you value what they brought. And the lady in question is also not a fool. So she will feel, since you're using me, you don't, you're not here for me, you're here because of your child. They could use that child against you. It's human beings, it happens all the time. So if you rejected that relationship just because of the children and you use the children as the only reason you're there, the lady is not a fool. She could use that to her advantage and exploit you in anger or in resentment that you don't really find her worth keeping in and of herself. As herself, you don't find her worth a keeper. You only find her keeper because she has your child, and that could make her quite bitter. So she could use that child against you to exploit you. So if you try and just start a relationship just because you got her pregnant, it's a very, very bad way to start the relationship. The next one is, if you do it for a come up, if she's maybe a wealthy lady, or she has a high flying career. Now, this is like a Tinder swindler situation, or a, what's called a gigolo, that a male gold digger. These are definitely, is not the kind of person that we encourage or we tolerate, especially in this space. But I had to highlight it for any of those who you may be sharing this podcast to, this episode to. If you just want to have a relationship with a lady because you see her as a come up or a free check or a easy money, that's a very terrible situation, because like I said in the previous point, these ladies are not foolish. You can't fool everyone all the time, okay? She may have a lapse of judgment for a certain season, but you can't fool everyone all the time. And she will find out. And you never know what she might decide to do in response of finding out that you're just there to exploit her. You know, you're just there to take advantage of what she can offer. And definitely could, and you could end up in a worse situation that you started off with. You know, maybe you started off maybe at a certain mediocre social status and you wanted a higher one. And since she finds out that you are just there to exploit her, you might end up falling in even a lower scale and having a lower quality of life than before. So trying to exploit people, trying to exploit ladies just for a come up, just for, you know, for a free check, a free ride, whatever, don't do it, right? Don't do it. You can only act for so long. You'd rather just live your truth, you know, and explain your true intentions. And if you find her as a valuable resource to your, maybe your purpose, engage her as a valuable resource to your purpose, and you might end up exchanging value to each other, and you both get to gain from this particular relationship or whatever relationship you have. But coming in in a manipulative way to try and exploit her, never a great way to start a relationship. Lastly, if you start a relationship just to get consistent sex, right? Now you just, maybe you got intimate with the lady and you think it's a great, and you're just there to get consistent sexual satisfaction. There's only so much you can do also. It will go for a while, but human beings also have other needs apart from pleasure and physical pleasure. They may want something else. Are you in a position to provide that? You don't want to provide that, so you'll just be providing other value to keep her there, you know, hesitantly, maybe out of compulsion, just to keep her there so that you can get what you want. So that makes you what? A manipulative. That you're just there trying to do whatever you can just to keep her there, manipulate to keep her there just to get your consistent sex, your consistent sexual satisfaction. What if she needs more? What if she wants a kid? Now, since you were dishonest from the beginning and you only wanted her for that and you didn't explain it or you didn't tell her that in the beginning, you're now caught in a very tricky situation, because now maybe even when itis has got to your head, you think, this is the only lady that I can get this from and I will do anything to retain her in that situation. Now you have to do all these things that you do not want to do, you never intended to do, just to keep someone that you only wanted for a certain kind of value, for sexual satisfaction. So guys, just completely be honest, right? This has been a longer episode, but just to recap, the 6 worst ways to start a relationship if she comes into your life in a dark time as a shoulder to lean on, as a confidant. Don't start a relationship based on that, because you may change and the new person you become might not be attracted to that person, right? 2, if she was your friend's ex, don't start a relationship with that person. Don't start a long-term relationship with that person. There's too much at stake if you want to keep the friendship, right? You don't really know how that relationship ended with your friend. Is it worth losing a friend over this certain lady? A lot of things to consider. You would rather choose the easier path and just have an abundance mindset and find a partner somewhere else. 3, if you are pressured to get married, terrible way to start a relationship, because now society is putting their expectations on you, just provoking you to do what they want, and they expect you to make it work without them. They don't care how you make it work, they just expect you to make it work. You'll end up resenting that partner who might just be a really good partner for someone else. Next is if you do it for the kids, right? Just to create a good environment for them to be in, to grow up in. If you try to force it, people are not stupid. They will find out, whether the kids or the lady herself. And it will bring up a conflict, because they will realize you're just there for the children, you're not there for them. You don't want to make it work for the kids. And you remember also, when the kids grow up, they go. Now what are you left with? You're left with the partner, and you never liked the partner from the get-go. Now you've wasted all this time, maybe 18, 19, 20 years with someone you didn't like. It's a very sad situation. Next is if you do it for a come-up, if you do it for a free check, a free ride, don't start a long-term relationship with that on that basis. Because people also are not foolish. They will know that you're there to exploit them. They'll find out eventually. And they may decide to respond in a way that will lower your social status, even causing you to experience a lower quality of life than you had before. And lastly, just for sexual pleasure, if you just want a consistent relationship, you're hooking up with someone and you want to cuff them just for physical pleasure, they will need something else. Are you in a position to provide that? Knowing that you do not want to, it will also breed resentment in the relationship and just end up resenting the whole physical pleasure you are receiving, and it won't really be worth it in the end. You'll end up just have wasted your time just to get some physical pleasure that you wanted, short-lived, and you're getting long-term troubles. You don't want that. So that has been the episode for today, guys. I really value your feedback, as usual, on Twitter at GuyCodeKenya. And until next time, we shall talk soon. Bye.
GuyCode with Rena Osorio.